How can the root of the problem be the ultimate solution? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we live in a broken world, but the popular idea seems to be, we can fix it.
John, I remember watching the movie A Beautiful Mind. It's the story of John Nash. He was a brilliant mathematician who battled delusions as a result of mental illness. However, his whole life was problem solving, so he thought he could figure it out.
You mean put his broken mind to it?
That's just it. There's a powerful scene in the movie when another character tells him, you can't reason your way out of this because your mind is the problem in the first place. Turning back to this broken world, how can broken people be the source of change that will bring peace and justice to this planet when people are the root of the problem?
Some say, you know, we just need to try harder.
Well, effort's important, but you don't right a wrong turn by pedaling faster.
Okay, then what about those who claim maybe a better education is getting us back on track?
I love how C.S. Lewis addressed this. He said, the better stuff a creature is made of, the cleverer and stronger and freer it is, then the better it will be if it goes right, but also the worse it will be if it goes wrong. The 20th century was the best educated population in human history. It was also the bloodiest, some say more than the previous 19 centuries put together. It's not about doing the right things on the outside to become the right kind of people on the inside. The Bible teaches it's about becoming a new creation in Christ on the inside, and then we'll start doing the right things on the outside.
That's Alec McClellan, who teaches on Christian apologetics around the world. He's written the book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. You can learn more about him and his ministry at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.